Blog Talk Radio.
Another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are always very thankful and very honored to be able to come to you live and in living color. Tonight's program is going to be a short version of our regular program. We are working on quite a few things to get ready for some new kind of programming for New Day. However, for the rest of December, we're going to be bringing you several special editions. So beginning tomorrow, we will probably be doing a broadcast almost every day. The reason for this is because it's really time to upgrade. To upgrade and also to now bring forward the Men and Women movement, and in doing so we have begun to prepare to bring to you some programming that we feel is going to not only do what we have been doing over the past almost 6 years, but to now kind of take things to the next level. And needless to say, it is certainly time to do that. So for the rest of this month and going into the so-called new year, we're going to get prepared. We're going to get prepared to bring this movement forward, and with that, to begin now to share with you some of the true vision, some of the true mission, and certainly some of the now mandated work that has been designated by the Men and Women Universal Movement. So tonight we are not going to do our regular programming, but we are going to give you a little bit of insight into some of what's coming up. The next program, which we anticipate will be tomorrow, we'll be sending out an e-blast with the specific time. It will probably be around 10 o'clock. But at any rate, tomorrow's program is going to feature a special tribute to none other than Stephen Biko. Stephen Biko, again, is one of the renowned freedom fighters for African liberation, of course, coming out of what's known as South Africa, also known as Azania. And, of course, recently there has been a lot of attention paid to Nelson Mandela. Well, we want to remind people that, of course, there were many who didn't survive at all in the effort to assure that our people in South Africa would be free. And one of those people, of course, was Steve Biko. Stephen Bantu Biko was born on December 18th, 1948. And so that's why, again, this week we want to pay tribute to Stephen Biko. Of course, his Earth Day was on the 18th, but tomorrow we are going to talk more about Stephen Biko and connect some of the dots. It's very important that we do that, particularly when we know that Stephen Biko was known as the father of the Black Consciousness Movement in South Africa. And so we want to again begin to connect some of the dots and bring forward what we feel is going to be a new Black Conscious Movement as we approach the 2013 Winter Solstice. We're going to talk more about what the Winter Solstice also represents and how we need to pay closer attention to utilizing time periods that we know do exist. Use them more to our advantage. So this upcoming week, we're going to talk about, again, Stephen Biko. We're going to talk about the Winter Solstice. We're going to also talk about standing up for Haiti, also known as Haiti. The fact that the Dominican Republic has rescinded citizenship for our Haitian brothers and sisters. And the question has to be, what is Africans in North America going to say or do? Well, we had initially planned to have that dialogue tonight, but we decided to wait because we wanted to really prepare a bit further for that particular dialogue because it requires to take some action. The reason being is because throughout the U.S., we have a lot of Dominican people in Black communities now. And it's kind of interesting to see how that's happening. We talked about that here on our radio program several times. But we want to kind of get more in-depth now because there's no way we can sit back and just, you know, allow that to happen and not make a collective, not make a very profound statement about how we feel about that. And we do know that when Africans in North America make a statement about something and do so adamantly and do so consistently and do so in a more committed kind of way, it makes a difference. Again, connecting the dots with Africans in North America, they really, really helped to make a difference in South Africa during the time of apartheid. Black folks were very, very adamant and very strong in taking the position to fight against apartheid. And, yes, it did make a difference. With that said, we're going to talk also this week more about our Queen Mother, Winnie Mandela. Because, again, we cannot talk about South Africa and not talk about Winnie Mandela. So as we proceed for the next week and a half, we're going to do several special editions, and we're going to fill you in on some of what's coming up, some of the direct action activities, events, programs that will be implemented by the Million Women Movement. And, of course, getting ready to launch one of our first major membership campaigns. And we're going to tell you more about that, too, during the course of the next week or so. Again, this next week and a half is going to introduce some new types of initiatives that we have been putting together for quite a while. And with that, we're going to let you also know about the preparation to get ready to take the Million Women March into the Caribbean islands. It is our intention to build a global movement for all women and girls of African descent. And with that said, we will be taking the Million Women March and its movement into new waters, into new venues, but yet making certain that we connect with our sisters worldwide, and in doing so, to build something that has never been done before, at least not in contemporary times. And again, the next 7-9 days or so, we are going to give you a lot more insight into that. We're going to map out some of the plan, what we call the black print. Some people have blueprints. Some people definitely have white prints. But we have now a black print. And we're going to tell you more about that as we proceed during the rest of December. I'm going to also give you some insight into one of the cadres that have been activated by the Million Women Movement, and it is known as APAC, African People Against Covert Technology. And there are two additional components that have been added to that, and we're going to give you more information about that during the course of the next week as well. For those of you who are targeted individuals, for those of you who are a part of a targeted organization or a part of a targeted group, well, there is now something specifically for you, for people of African descent who, in fact, have experienced, are experiencing, or will in the future, some kind of violation against your human, and more particularly or more specifically against your natural rights. And we're going to share with you what we mean by that and why in the very near future we move forward in charging genocide and what we plan to do about that. We have several conventions that we are working on, several sessions that will help our people to become more aware of what we must do in becoming established as a people, as a recognized people. And that, of course, includes pre-plebiscite sessions. So we will be giving you more information about all of those things and then some. And I think you're going to find the next week and a half very, very interesting. So again, tonight we are not going to do our full program, and I can tell you that before we close out for tonight, we want to remind you that if you're in the Philadelphia area on January the 1st, we will have joining us again Dr. Randy Short. We'll be here in Philadelphia at the Sun City Cultural Center located at 3117 Master Street. It is one of our first fundraisers for the Many Women Movement. And also, we will begin to advise you as to some of the other upcoming events that we will be holding, including the formation of our Speakers Bureau. We'll give you more information about that during the next week as well, and how those of you who may feel you want to be a part of our Speakers Bureau, well, we're going to certainly give you insight into how you can do that. The Speakers Bureau, of course, will begin in January. I am looking at doing a national tour myself starting in actually February, and that will run straight through April. And one of the purposes for this national tour, of course, again, is to make certain that the Many Women Movement have its chapters in place and the other units will be up and running in the way that they're supposed to be. This includes, of course, the Black Women's Defense League. It also includes, of course, the Many Women Movement Human Rights Commission, the African Women for Restorations Cadre, the Ma'at Project. Ma'at, in this instance, meaning music and art, amplifying truth. We've done some serious work over these past 16 years in putting together the things that we know is necessary to not only continue the work that we started in 1997, but to make certain that we're able to, again, raise the bar and go to the next level. And so, again, this next week and a half, we're going to be sharing that information with you. And with that, we're going to make certain that you are able to get involved and not only get involved, but to stay informed. And so we're going to be providing you with quite a bit of insight into what it is the Many Women Movement is about, and certainly, again, the projections that we have for the next, oh, maybe 7 to 9 years. That's the type of planning that we have, you know, put into effect. And, again, we're going to tell you more about that during the next 9 days. So let's see. Before we close out for tonight, we want to remind you again that we are going to do a special edition tomorrow. And with that, the special edition is going to be a tribute to Stephen Biko. And also, I'm not sure we're going to do this tomorrow, but certainly later on in the week, we're going to have a very candid dialogue about the Dominican Republic, the government of Dominica, shall we say, and the position or the interesting tactic that recently occurred in, rescinding or removing citizenship from our people known as the Haitians, the Haiti people. We want to make certain that we include some of our people who this will affect or have affect. We're going to also make certain that we try to get some opposing views, or and as well as some views that might be for it. But nevertheless, we can tell you that it's going to be a very interesting dialogue. And again, the position has to be: what are we going to do? We talk about building and having solidarity with our people. Well, know that there have been times when we've done that, but the point has to be, as we now proceed further into the so-called 21st century, how can we now elaborate, or how can we now become even more involved and just, stronger in what we're doing or what we have been doing. And so with that said, we're going to make certain that we're able to make the proper planning to make that happen. Before we close tonight, we do see that there are a few people who want to make a comment, and we certainly wish to allow you to do that, but do remember that tonight is going to be a shortened rendition of our program, and again, it is to allow us to get more prepared for what we're going to be doing for the next week and a half. And the next week and a half, again, there's going to be some very intensive kinds of dialogue. We have some very, very interesting reports that we're going to be sharing with you, as well as giving you a lot of insight into some of the upcoming things that the Many Women Movement will be launching and implementing. Just to give you a little clue, you heard of Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow. Well, the Many Women Movement has something that is also bringing forward, kind of in the same tone, but more specifically as it pertains to our women. And so we have something that we're calling now the New Jamaica Crow Project. And the reason being is because when we hear people talking about the New Jim Crow, interestingly enough, the dialogue or the focus, while it does talk about mass incarceration on a national level and what's happening with that, when you begin to examine it even closer, you begin to realize that there really is not a major kind of focus on our sisters. And so we're going to make sure that, that changes. And so the New Jamaica Crow is what we're going to be talking about later on this week as well. And with that, we'll be introducing to you some of the special projects that the Many Women Movement has put forward or will be putting forward, including the Books Not Bondage project, where we will begin putting books into some of these prisons where the women are and making the preparation to go into some of the prisons to hold study sessions and other types of sessions for the women, with the women. And again, we're going to tell you more about that because that is a national project, and we certainly hope that you all will be moved to support it. But at any rate, we're only going to broadcast for maybe about 10 more minutes, and what we're going to do before we close out for this evening is we're going to allow a couple of comments. And let's see, we're going to go to our line and engage with you for a few moments. So we're going to go to caller. You're at 4294. We're going to open up your mic. And if someone else has something brief that they'd like to share with us tonight, we advise you now to push 1 as well. And we will take these next few minutes to hear your comments or questions regarding anything that I've already mentioned or something else that you may want to share with us. So, again, caller, you're at 4294. We have your mic open.
Hello, hello, hello. Freedom. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Randy Short. How you be this night?
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition so we can get these black necks. Amen.
Ooh, I know that's right.
I just want you to know I'm my co-pilot, my co-producer, the sister that has the Lotus Show. She's on with me, Sister Shira. We're rolling this forward. We're dealing with Jane Crow as well in South Africa. Because, you
That's
know,
right.
While you guys are listening, and since I have to get this off my chest, you know you always hear me talk about Ofaga. Well, he's still alive. But we need to talk about Scamdella. and he's the rape king. He just died. The man that presided over the country with the most rape of black women or any women, over 960 women and girls get raped every day in South Africa.
Yes.
This wasn't happening on white people, and this ANC, I call them the gay NC. You couldn't care damn for women to let 1,000-plus women get raped every day in an AIDS-infested country. And when my friend, Dr. Nana Shashibe, went to the South African embassy and asked about this, they laughed in her face and said, well, you know, it was going to happen anyway. This
wow.
is the South Africa, which is our mirror because it's happening in this country. Somebody say amen. And the NAACP and the National Association for the Abortion of Colored People, SCAM, not NAN, it stands for Self-Seeking Con Man Acting Militant, okay? And then we can talk about the other ones, SCLC, they are a bunch of mashers too. You know, I like Dr. King, but, you know, even he put his hands up full dress. I guess he's calling that Lit Freedom Ring. Maybe it did, but they didn't ask for it. You understand what I'm saying? So we've got to fight against this. I'm right there with you, sister, because all these women disappearing all over the country, this has been going on a long time. Down in Atlanta, they only talked about the boys that were killed. They didn't talk about the girls that were taken. When we were talking about Tuskegee, they talk about the men that got the syphilis and not the women that had the syphilis. In South Africa, they talk about Chris Hani, and yet they can't talk about 960 black women every frigging day raped. And so Mandela, this man that everybody's crying over, you know, I didn't know whether to have a fart or uncork a bottle of champagne when I think about what happened to the poor people down there without their land, where they let Depo Provera be used by 55% of the women in South Africa using contraceptives are on Depo Provera. Women marched. Women had tanks over them fighting against Depo Provera. And this guy gets lit out of jail and lets it keep rolling. And I didn't know, y'all thought that Mandela was so deep. He's an alky. You can go online and look. This dude was drinking wine until he almost died. His health is bad. We got all these black people crying over fake leaders. You can tell that a man or a woman is serious about leadership when they're concerned about the status of women in their group. Look at Cuba. This stuff would never happen in Cuba. You've never heard about women being put out there under the Castro brothers running that country like what's happening in South Africa. I've seen it with my own eyes. So, sister, you million woman, I just want to speak to you on behalf of my friend at the PAC. They salute you. I will be working to bring you together because we're going after all this stuff because if we don't stop it, it's going to be everywhere. Pretty soon they're going to – basically when you do an ultra scan, they're going to tell you, oh, well, we're going to molest your daughter as soon as she's born. Where do you live? That's where we're going. They'll probably have an RFID chip inside your baby so they'll know where to rape her. This is the kind of society that we must stop. So I want to applaud you, and I want to let y'all know, can I give a number? Because we're doing a show. We're calling it Scamdella Part 2. We're putting it out there about the fraud, the gay NC, and Ofaga down there crying over Mandela, who'd been out of jail over 20-plus years and didn't say a peep for our brother Mamiya, didn't say a peep about Wallace, didn't say a peep about and he puts a price on a black grandmother's head named Asada Shakur. She's the guardian saint mother of resistance of our generation. And so Ofaga and Scamdella and all the other little fake, effeminate, sellout black leaders, we're going to roll over you in 2014. And by the way, that little rapist that runs the government of South Africa, Zuma, You know, Zoom means looking for sex. Remember Aretha Franklin said, who's Zooming who? This guy's a rapist, a bigamist, a liar, a sexual harasser. And believe it or not, the black trade unionists have demanded that he step down. How does a government let a rapist in a country where the only solution they've had for rape of black women is to put in a rapist condom? It's sort of a little plastic thing that has fish hooks in it. So then they have to walk around with something plastic and uncomfortable in your personal in case you get raped because the thing snags into the genitalia and that way they can identify them. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they've offered women is, well, you can put this device, so you're going to get raped. If you put this in here, when he goes in, it'll snag him, and we'll get him later because he'll need something to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I meant, what's the number, Sister Shira? Because, you know, I get upset. If, I think I know it. It's 347-637-3074. We're going to be on 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in because we're going to have a bunch of people talking about this bogus BS in South Africa. We're going to have Sister Shashibe come back in. We're going to talk about rape. It may not be this segment, but we'll be talking about all of these things happening to our young women and to our people. And all I can say about South Africa, free the land, the ANC, it stands for ain't nothing but Kaffir, and Kaffir means nigger. They ain't never done nothing for anybody. It's just like the Congressional Black Caucus and what, Shaka Fatah. I hope that y'all in Philly, you know he was messing with one of his assistants. I don't know if he's still married. I mean, so they come to D.C. and they all become hoes. Male and female. He was an adult. I mean, some folks are like kids up here. What's about baby? I'd be afraid that, you know, there's some doodle in the pamper. These folks, ooh, he's sexy. How old is he? He's 15 months. Oh, he's hot. This is, can you imagine countries run by a bunch of weird people? Anyway, we're going to go. But
okay.
Free the
now
land.
This, so we'll know now. You're
free
saying for tomorrow at 7 o'clock? Is that correct? Okay,
7
very
p.m.
good. And
okay.
7 p.m. tomorrow. Okay, now just so everyone knows, because it sounds like the sister has a cold tonight, so hopefully she will be better tomorrow. But at any rate, we want to remind everyone that we are only going to do a small, we're doing only a short rendition of our program tonight, but this next week and a half, we're going to be doing special editions throughout the course of December. And so all of you can imagine, you've heard Dr. Randy Short before. Well, you can kind of tell. Everybody upping our game up, making that we now really not only speak truth to power, but bring you some information and some plans of action. So, again, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Dr. Brandon, we only have a few minutes because we're going to close this segment out, but we're going to bring you back on Monday. We'll do a special edition. We'll recap what you covered for tomorrow and the first segment of the Scandella. And we're going to also go more into, as you indicated, Tuskegee. We're going to talk more about the women that we're experimenting on. So give out that number once again for tomorrow.
Okay, it's 347-637-3074. We'll be talking about Mandela, but we have to remember the only Mandela that matters to me is Winnie. It was downhill for him. The minute he dumped her, he couldn't do nothing for me. I threw all his stuff in the trash. I saw him push her in Boston. That was it. I was done with him. I mean, all nonviolent and get huffy with this wife in front of 15,000 people. I saw right through that. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, family, we want to thank all of you for tuning in to this abridged version of New Day. And, again, we are preparing for quite a few programs that's going to be coming up, special editions this week. As usual, you hear Dr. Randy Short. We're going to continue on with him. And tomorrow we'll do a special edition, and we anticipate it'll be around 10. It'll be a tribute to Stephen Biko. So we're going to talk more about South Africa. Yeah. Get ready for our dialogue about the Dominica, because we're going to have to really begin to focus on how we're going to respond to that. We cannot be quiet about what the Dominican Republic has done in terms of rescinding the citizenship.
Ooh, that's
the
land of the black necks. They just don't speak English.
Hey, we must have a united front and one that's just not front. Okay.
They got more wannabes than China down there, believe me.
Whew.
Absolutely. They all think they're Indian and don't even eat corn. That's crazy.
We have a lot of folks here in the States now. And again, what we begin to do is, you know, we got folks that literally, especially sisters, we got sisters going to those beauty salons or hair salons. And so it's time we start putting out some information on the street and make certain that we change that scenario. So we're going to be talking more about that tomorrow as well. So, Dr. Randy, thank you so much. We're going to take one more caller before we close this segment out. And, caller, you're at 7940. We just have a few minutes. And, again, we're going to pick back up later on this week. We're going to be doing quite a few special editions. So, caller at 7940. Your mic is open.
Yes, greetings, Empress and everyone. I just want to say thank you, and I'm excited about being on this call. And I'm excited about everything we do, work together under the umbrella of Million Woman March, APAC. And we want to thank you, all of the new members of APAC. And we're excited to see what other options and opportunity in the fight of liberation for our people under the Million Women March. And thank you very much, and we will be on the call. And I'm going to encourage APAC members to come and see the actual work you really do besides the work we're doing. Thank you, Empress, and thank you, Dr. Randy Short, and all of your listeners.
All right, my sister, and thank you. And again, family, remember, we're going to come back tomorrow night. We're going to do a special edition around 10 o'clock. And look forward to several upcoming special editions during the course of the rest of December. We're doing that because, you know, it's not 2014 for real, but nevertheless, we're going to deal with, you know, what we have to deal with for whatever time period you want to call it. And so in doing that, we're going to start taking some of the proper steps and making certain that we plan, that we start looking at some timetables so that we can begin to gauge our productivity. We have some serious battles ahead of us, but we know if we're organized, if we remain consistent and definitely remain committed, and needless to say, don't sell out, we will win. We will succeed, and victories are at our hands. And so with that said, we ask you to tune back in tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We're going to, again, pay a tribute to Stephen Biko, but we're going to look very closely, not just at what we've heard, you know, from a historical perspective, but we're going to connect those dots, as we said, meaning, why was Stephen Biko called the father of the Black Consciousness Movement in South Africa? Surely, there must be something about Black consciousness, because, I mean, this man was born in Africa, so they could have called it the African consciousness movement, but no, they called it the Black consciousness movement. We're going to examine that a lot closer now, because it's very relevant, and something that we feel is very important in this day and age. And so, again, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, we will talk more about Stephen Bantu Biko, what has recently occurred, and remember, why are we not hearing more about our sister, our mother, Winnie Mandela, as Dr. Short indicated? That's definitely something that we need to, again, connect dots on. So tomorrow,
and we're not hearing about Steve Biko's wife. She's leading the movement.
Absolutely.
She's leading the movement against the gay NC and all the other little fake people like that Skrouma, the little rapist that's the president that needs to step down. He looks like a turtle with glasses on. If I look like I belong to Shell, I might be inappropriate towards women too. But Stephen Biko's wife is leading the movement, helping to demand land and reform, and there's no coverage of her. I got people for you. You get Shishibe, they can put it on it, because they treat women still like they're just supposed to get pregnant and sit in the background in South Africa. It's very backwards there. And that's why that country can't move forward, because the women are marginalized, and therefore the children are marginalized. a bunch of idiotic men who think having a penis has made them Einstein. And Einstein's white, shouldn't even want to be like him because he stole his stuff from Dr. Elmer Ines, who was educated at Fisk, but we don't even know that because he's black.
And then this is, again, another prime example as to why a movement for our women is so important in this day and age and why it's getting ready to happen. Like, they are not even going to believe. But, again, we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. Brother Randy, thank you so much for coming in and firing folks up as usual. And I certainly look forward to talking with the sister in the very near future. And family, we thank all of you again as well for continuing to tune in, continuing to pass the word. We want to remind you again that Marissa Alexander is, of course, still home. However, she will be returning back to court in March. We need to be ready. That's something else we'll be talking about very, very soon. And, of course, remember, the murderer for our sister McBride is out on bail. Okay? We're going to talk more about that this week as well. All right? But for now,
we need to send him some gefilte fish. I know he's celebrating with some anisevitz. We need to stop drinking that on Sunday.
Oh, and listen, speaking of that, we are going to be planning soon to go to Brother Randy, I'm not sure if you are aware, but this year's Savior's Day is going to be in Detroit. So we're going to be making some plans.
Well, okay? I feel like eating a big pie. Okay.
But, you know, there's some other reasons why we need to be going to Detroit, needless to say, because with what they've done to and in Detroit, with not only gentrification, but bankrupting it and all the kinds of things.
Stealing people's body parts, like that Jewish man named Arthur Rathburn. Got a yard full of people's body parts out there. He has a yarmulke on his head, too. He'll probably get off, too. They were looking for him in his yard Sunday. And they are best friends. We ought to be like Jews. I guess we should cut each other's body parts to sell livers and stuff for bar mitzvah funds. Jesus have mercy, black folk. Get a grip.
Well, this is why we're moving the way we're moving, and again, why we're getting ready to step some things up. So, family, again, we're going to leave you for this segment, and we will be back tomorrow and the rest of the month. You can look forward to some special editions, as we indicated. We're going to leave you now, as we oftentimes greet you, and that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. But remember, there can be no real peace, meaning Hotep, until there is truly justice. And that is Ma'at. And as our warrior attorney oftentimes reminds us, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. So next time, Tutanana, Pomoja, Tutashenda, together we shall win. Peace out. Thank you.